tuned in to the Pop Drones Show, airing every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. until 11:30. That piece we just heard there was from Monterey Babe Aquarium. New cassette on the Weird Forest label, mostly known for their vinyl, though they've recently gotten into the cassette format. Anyways, that's taken from a self-titled cassette. That piece there was called Ornate's Numb Fish. We have an all cassette episode this week. They've been kind of piling up on my desk at home. And yeah, it's time to delve into them. Some of them are a little bit older than others, but most of them from the last few months. We're going to get into a label here fairly quickly. You've been sending me their stuff for a little while. Just getting the chance to play it now, obviously. A great little label based out of, let's see if I can pronounce this right, San Luis Obispo in California, called Constellation Tattoo. They've been sending me basically everything that they've done so far, about 7 or 8 tapes here. I'm going to try and get through as many of them as possible. And then we've got some stuff here from Painted Caves, which is Evan Caminiti from Barn Owl. Dylan Carlson's got a solo tape. Dylan Carlson of Earth, of course. Dwayne Petra got a tape on Sonic Meditations. And yeah, a whole lot more. It's going to be kind of a sleepy, dreamy, drony episode. So yeah, turn it on and read a book or something. Okay, right now we're going to get into the Constellation Tattoo label here. This is a cassette by Alexandra Navarro. An insanely prolific musician. If you can find his website via the Constellation Tattoo website, you'll see probably about 25-30 releases or so. Anyways, this is new to me and possibly new to you. This is a tape called Sketches, and the piece we're going to hear is called Indian Magic. You are listening to the Pop Drones Show on CITR 101.9.
Hello, IT. Have you tried turning it off and on again?
This fall, get ready for back to school with the help of the UBC IT crowd. From September 10th to the 14th, UBC IT will be set up at front of the UBC bookstore to help you learn about the vital technical services they provide to students and the broader UBC community. There will be games and swag, as well as a contest to win a Nexus 7 and a $150 gift card to the UBC bookstore.
See, the driver hooks a function by patching the system call table, so it's not safe to unload it unless another thread's about to jump in there and do its stuff, and you don't want to end up in the middle of invalid memory.
This September, Nike Promotions brings you two unique shows at the Waldorf Cabaret. On September 6th, Kishibashi will be playing with special guest The Last Bison. Then, on September 9th, enjoy more indie rock with Eternal Summers and their guest, Bleeding Rainbow. Tickets are on sale now at Red Cat and Zulu Records or online at nightheat.ca. Doors for both shows open at 8 p.m. For more information, check out nightheat.ca.
You are tuned in to the Pop Drones Show on CITR 101.9 FM. Last track that we heard there was from Blood Bright Star. That's an untitled piece. Taken from a split cassette with Obsidian Towers, released on Constellation Tatsu. Same with the previous two pieces we heard before that. And in fact, we mislabeled that when we started off that set. The last piece was, in fact, that right before Blood Bright Star was Alexandra Navarro with Indian Magic from his cassette Sketches. And starting off that set was an act called Gimu, or Gimu, G-I-M-U, an artist based out of Brazil. His cassette's called A Silent Stroll on Somber Street. And the name of the piece was The Glorious Colors of Leaves in the Fall. Sounds to me like a little bit of like a Philip Jeck caretaker vinyl work there, using vinyl as his I guess his instrument. Kind of hard to tell exactly what's going on. Yeah, all three of those releases on the Constellation Tatsu label. CTatsu.com for more. And we've got some more from that label coming up right now. In fact, not a lot of information on some of these acts here. Very, very little info on the website. Can you hear me loading up the tape right there? Anyways, so I don't have a lot of background on some of these guys. I did a little bit of Googling, searching while I was making the show over the last couple days, and not a whole lot coming up. Anyways, this is Long Distance Poison with a piece called The Three Voices of Tawus Malik from a cassette called Ideological State Apparatus. And also on the Constellation Tatsu label. So more music coming here now, folks.
Jeans, gangbang, cheating, masturbation, doing it right, all up to you. The questions you need answered, the answers you want.
Got a burning question?
Velvet Answers with Velvet Steel and Jared Knudsen. The last Tuesday of every month,
8 to 10:30 a.m.
on Queer FM Vancouver Reloaded, only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Velvet Answers.
Ask me anything, I'll answer.
August 31st, check out Behind Sapphire, 10 Million, and Noble Oak at the Russian Hall in Strathacona at 8 p.m. Tickets are $10 in advance or $15 at the door. Brought to you by Original Spin and CITR 101.9 FM.
on Saturday, September 8th. Join Vancouver Co-op Radio at the Wise Hall for our 100.5 FM frequency change party. The Wise Hall and Lounge, located at 1882 Adenack Street, has a vintage performance hall upstairs and a cozy lounge bar downstairs. This night of live music includes performances by Murray Porter, The O'Wells, and Jasper Sloan Yip. 2012 Juno Award winner Murray Porter tells the Aboriginal side of history with a mix of country, groovy blues rhythms, and humor. The O'Wells play a unique brand of energetic indie pop. They've been known to turn an apathetic concert goer into a regular 1930s swing kid. I spent all my sunny days. Jasper Sloan Yip's indie folk stylings tell the story of an introverted, existential East Vancouver musician. His tenor vibrato, breathless whisper, and soulful guitar exercise your heart and get your legs dancing.
Let wander these streets with my head in my hands.
The Vancouver Co-op Radio 100.5 FM Frequency Change Party, Saturday, September 8th at the Wise Hall. For more information, please go to www.coopradio.org.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show. Last track that we heard there was from Billy Gomberg from his cassette Into the Fade. A track there was called Overdie. That's released on the Constellation Tattoo label, label that we've been playing most of the morning. Long Distance Poison with a lengthy piece there called The Three Voices of Tawus Malik. Right now we've got one more cassette here from Constellation Tattoo from a very prolific artist, Sealer, one-time duo based out of Huntington Beach, now a solo project of Will Long, who I believe resides in Tokyo now. He has a myriad of cassettes and vinyl released on many, many labels. Check out his Discogs page to be wowed. Anyways, this is the cassette's called Lightness and Irresponsibility. The piece that we're going to hear is called An Unforced Cheerfulness. You're having some problems with the tape deck here this morning. I don't know what's going on, but yeah, if it pops and stops in the middle, don't blame me. Just carry on. Anyways, you are listening to the Pop Drones Show.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Cinco Cinco Wednesdays at the Cobalt. $5 cover, $5 draft, and $5 highballs. A weekly showcase of up-and-coming bands, artists, and DJs, where the artists get 100% of their ticket sales. For more information, visit thecobalt.ca. There are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
Still tuned into the Pop Drones show. Last piece that we heard there was from Dwayne Petra, just coming fresh off of a split LP with Drone Master LA. That's a split on Important Records. But this piece there was called Monolithic Youth from a cassette of the same name released on Sonic Meditations. Great little label run by Justin Wright, also known as Expo 70. Right before that was a Sealer with An Unforced Cheerfulness, taken from his cassette Lightness and Irresponsibility, released on the Constellation Tattoo label, a label that we've been looking at all show, or listening to, I suppose. More information on Constellation Tattoo can be found online, ctatsu.com, Tatsu, T-A-T-S-U. We've got two more cassettes to get through, then we got the Student Hour coming up next. Right now we're going to play something from a new project from Evan Caminiti, also known as one half of Barn Owl. Done a lot of solo stuff under his own name, but now he's going under the moniker Painted Caves. He's got a new label called Dust Editions. The tape here is called Not Here. Not Here, Not There. The piece is called An Opening. And then I'm going to play a little bit of that. And then we have one more little excerpt from a new cassette by Dylan Carlson, from best known as the guitarist in Seattle-based band Earth. He's going under the name Dr. Carlson Albion. This is a cassette released on the Tapeworm label. It's called Edward Kelly's Blues, and so is the song that we're going to hear, or at least the section of it. But first up, Painted Caves. And we'll be back next week, next Wednesday morning, 10 a.m., with more new music for your ears. Thank you for listening.